Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Professor Shoub, what a pleasure it is having you with us once again.
Yes, good afternoon, Simon. A pleasure being with you again. Thank you.
So, Prof, we're going to be talking vaccines today, right, and AstraZeneca in particular.
Absolutely. You know, the news with vaccines is getting better and better and better. So we don't only have gloomy news with COVID. We also have some good news as well, and good news for a Monday. The AstraZeneca one is really very good news for a number of reasons. Now, yeah, we spoke last week about the two American vaccines, the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine, which came out with brilliant results. You know, with their interim and now their final analyses, they're getting over 90% protection, 95% in fact, 95% protection in the final analysis, which is really excellent news. So they in fact going ahead to get what they call emergency use authorization from the FDA in the United States. And they are likely to start immunizing selected people, obviously at this stage, because it's an emergency use authorization, probably by the end of next month, or maybe even the middle of next month. So that's excellent news. But those vaccines are probably not going to be vaccines going to come to this country. Sorry, Simon.
No. I'm interested, Prof. Carry on with that idea. Why would that not be coming to South Africa?
Well, I think with regard to the Pfizer vaccine, that's got a very, very restricted requirements for storage. You know, it needs to be stored at very low temperature, at minus 70 degrees, which is almost impossible for this country. And also, both of these vaccines are actually very expensive vaccines. The AstraZeneca vaccine, however, is something which is very practical for this country. I'm not saying that's going to be the vaccine for the country, but it is a vaccine which is very practical for a number of reasons. And I'll just go through them. It's an interesting vaccine because it originally was actually set out to be a non-profit venture from the University of Oxford, from what they call the Jenner Institute, which looks at developing new vaccines. They then teamed up with a pharmaceutical company called AstraZeneca. So it became known as the Oxford's AstraZeneca vaccine. It's a little bit different. It's not a messenger RNA vaccine. It's a vaccine which uses an adenovirus, which is resident in monkeys, in chimpanzees, in fact. So it's actually called the CHAD vaccine, chimpanzee adenovirus, C-H-A-D. And this adenovirus actually acts as a carrier, a sort of a kind of vehicle to bring the coding for the protective antigen into the body, and then the body makes the immune response to protect you. So it's different to the messenger RNA, but also a novel design. And they've now also released their interim results. Out of interest, theirs actually appeared in a peer-reviewed prestigious journal, The Lancet. And also it's very, very promising because, you know, overall they got about a 70% protection, 70.4%. However, in the smaller group of about 3,000, where they tweaked the dose. So they gave a smaller half dose, and subsequently 4 weeks later, they gave a full dose. It's what we call a prime boost strategy. It's used for a number of vaccines. And this prime boost strategy, in fact, gave over 90% protection. So again, very similar to what we got with the messenger RNA viruses, the American viruses. And this is very, very good news. And not only that, it also protected the elderly as well at a comparable level. To be accurate, in fact, the Moderna vaccine in America also did. But also this was very kind of good news as well. And very importantly, this vaccine can be stored in the fridge. It doesn't need any kind of specialized refrigeration, minus 70s and minus 20s in the ordinary fridge. It's stable for quite a long time. And brilliantly, it's cheap. It's about £3 per dose versus, well, for the Moderna and the others, those are over £20 per dose. So all in all, this is really very good news. It is preliminary, but certainly very promising and very, very bright news.
Prof, we're going to leave it there this afternoon, but I want to let you know a question that Rene Ackerman from Israel has just sent through, and maybe we can delve into this question tomorrow.
Says, sorry to interrupt you. I have to excuse myself tomorrow. I've got a very important meeting, so I'll have to come back to it on Wednesday. My apologies.
No. Life happens. That's fully understandable. But then maybe let me just read you the question quickly, and let's delve into it on Wednesday. Sure. About the vaccine, please ask the prof if we will be informed about the ingredients of the vaccine so that we can make an informed decision to have it or not. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I want to know what I'm putting into my body. And that's from Renee, and that doesn't seem like an unreasonable question.
Very reasonable question. I'll certainly try to answer that on Wednesday. Absolutely.
Thank you so very much, Professor Shub. Look forward to that discussion with you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Simon.